Challenging teaching students dyslexia with dyslexia across settings is challenging. Learners heterogeneous of Class A of Management and Learning, the foster that accommodations seeks teachers' education special and education general both. Settings, classrooms, all in teachers of ask to reasonable are that accommodations identify too important is it. Performance student and instruction interactive, material involving accommodations to according organized are they. Classrooms, education special and education general in achieve problems learning with students helping for framework a provide and reasonable appear accommodations following the. They are organized according to accommodations involving materials, interactive instruction, and student performance. Skills managing and teaching many requires time of period A for them engaging and attention students gaining of task the. Student each for experiences learning successful provide should interactions and teaching. Some accommodations to enhance successful interactive instructional activities are procedures teaching explicit use. Many commercial materials do not cue teachers to use explicit teaching procedures. Thus, the teacher often must adapt a material to include these procedures. Review and practice monitor. Practice independent upset feedback corrective offer. Practice guided provide. Skill the demonstrate. Organizer advanced and present IE. Lessons their writing steps teaching explicitly include can teachers. Materials with interacting day school of the portion large spend students. Ways various in and rates different at learn who students of class large. A teaching for directions or activities few teachers give materials instruction most. This section provides material accommodations that enhance the learning of diverse students. Rest the complete to student the ask and item several to responses provide can or. Then by stars with items or problems numbered odd, only complete to student the request can teacher the example four. Section each within stop and go writing and it across lines. Drawing by easily divided is worksheet A. Provide additional practice activities. Air rushes and gushes of wind. People looking at you who you don't know are looking at you. Stimuli extraneous outblock. Time the at on work being not page the of sections cover to use B can paper of sheet blank A page or worksheet full on a stimuli visual by distracted easily is student A if. Material accommodations including the following. Recorder tape of use. Many problems with materials are related to reading disabilities. Problem the overcoming in aid excellent in is often recorder tape the. Concepts or directions of understanding clarify to tape the replay can students the. Tape on presented are they as silently words printed the read can student the. Skills reading improve to also. Clarify or simplify written directions. Information of units may contain and form paragraph. In written are directions some. These can be overwhelming to some students. Like everyone had been instructed and I was left out somehow and failing. Directs the of parts significant the highlighting or underlining by help can teacher be. Rewriting the directions is often helpful. For example, one set of directions might say, conjunctions locate to how you show will exercise this. The air gets thinner, so thin it with speed. Stir it and it's slippery. Look for the conjunctions. What's so easy about air? Air back here for miles behind you and between the room and the next, the hall and that chair. Sentence each under conjunctions of list, be, in, it, find, conjunction, locate, when you locate a conjunction. Then circle the number of your answer in the answer column. Simplified directions might say, conjunctions all circle and sentence each read. Walk backwards and the air will pull you. Let's write a sentence. An air map. The worksheet is divided easily by drawing lines across it and writing go and stop within each section. My feet grow teeth and bite into the floorboards. Activities practice with material to supplement must then teachers, making a mulch for my partners to squeeze between toes. Locate in consumable material. Completed are they as pages, the of corner right hand lower, the cross cut diagonal, a make, a can, student the workbooks as such. Sequential progress, students which in material consumable in is front faceness and back buttness. To be behind and backward is to be hind. Air doing my body done by air, the air is an around and a surround. Home at conjunction, the world looked up. Filling way, one, there, pieces small, the my body done by air. Me frightens what is scale, the realizing. Kitchen, the in puzzles about talking. Shame and rules, rule hating or rules of a free being, visit or travel to or fumble to meaning, too has trip, tripping on tripping on tripping. Word this spell how I finally dyslexia.
So I wrote this manifesto. Ava Ya Asantewa curated this thing, and there were about five of us who talked about what it means to be a critic, and I read this. I'm going to introduce you to Sarah Jane Stoner right here. Hi, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane Stoner is a poet and a scholar, and she is assisting me tonight with her beauty and her voice. She is going to read the beginning of my manifesto.
I want a criticism that is embodied. I want to acknowledge bodies as critical tools. I want to acknowledge aesthetics as a total part of a culture and thus as a critical tool. I love your body. I love your body even if I don't understand it. I love your body even if I am afraid of it. I love your body even if you don't love it. I love what you are showing me, even if I hate it, because you are here in front of me, because you have chosen to be this, to move like this, because you chose this life, and so did I. And we create the space for each other to exist. I see what you don't see yet. I also don't get your point, and this is wonderful.
So one of the things I've been working on is this performance with an artist and activist named Greg Bordowitz. He wrote this book. He also makes videos and teaches. Excuse me. We were commissioned by the Chicago Humanities Festival, which I'm sure you've never heard of, and that's fine. Because it's not in New York. to make a piece for the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And what we did was record a series of conversations that we had about ourselves and what are considered to be disabilities or not. And I'm going to perform an excerpt, a couple of excerpts from that performance. So when I'm going to try to do this, so when I'm standing in front of myself, I'm me. Then when I'm standing in front of Greg, I'm Greg, which just means I'm going to like step right and left. Choreography. So at the beginning of this, he's responding to that piece that Sarah Jane just read. So I was thinking about the way you talk about accepting others' bodies and loving others' bodies. And I think there's an interesting tension between accepting other people's bodies and accepting one's own. Yeah, there's a huge difference between those things. I don't get it. Because I feel like my partial acceptance of my body makes me able to accept lots of difference in people's bodies and how they live with them. But I still have a lot of, you know, conflicts with this one. Mm-hmm. And somebody else loving it doesn't necessarily help or do anything. Yeah, well, sometimes it's hard to accept someone else's love because you're not feeling loved or lovable, even if they love you. Yeah, but really, well, that's true, emotionally, but even just physically, with acceptance. what is happening. Someone can't accept it for you. You have to accept it for you. Or else they'll always be trying to do something that they don't have the power to do. Why do you draw a distinction between physically and emotionally? What's the difference? What's the distinction you're drawing? Because I feel like there could be many reasons to not feel lovable. And some of those things come from behavior that's like a mental product, and some of those things come from a relationship with the body out of a much deeper traumatic space. And I feel like those things are different somehow. Yeah, they are. Or we draw distinctions. I think it'd be interesting to think about those distinctions. Give me pause about wondering how various categories such as disability are drawn. I know, yeah, that angers me too. Yeah, I was thinking of a few things. I went to this porn that my friend made as part of a project, which has like a dance. What is it called? A graphic novel and workshops. That's her things, all those things. And I was physically struggling a lot, and I needed to use the cane. And I knew that that would be a space where I could go, and nobody would be looking at that, or like really looking at it in a way that would make me feel uncomfortable. And I felt like, well, that's funny. I'm going to this like queer porn that has nothing to do with disability, but the total acceptance of identity that I knew would be in the room had a space for other types of difference. But if I was going to like dance space or something, I would have to talk to myself before I walked in, because I know that people would immediately be asking me about my body, because dancers can't accept frailty, you know? Meanwhile, there's so much self-abuse that happens in dance. But so, it was just like, but then there are times when I've been invited to things where I know it's relating to identity, and I'm not comfortable with that, because I know I have the pressure to speak to something. Detroit to Chicago, and almost about to land. I started reading this book of poetry that Petra gave me. It's a collaborative poetry project between her and her ex-lover Neil Marcus, who is an activist and performer. The book is called Crippled Poetics, and it's a back and forth series of poems, letters, emails, etc., of their love, with images of the two of them entwined in the woods. There's so much caring between Petra and Neil, and it's clear that they are working along the limits of their own disabilities. Also that they opened up spaces and desires in each other that neither thought was possible alone. I also like seeing in their word choices, spacing, syntax, their different ways of communicating. This is from an instant message chat between Neil and Petra between 11:34 a.m. and 11:49 a.m. Petra writes to Neil at 11:40 a.m. That would be something for poetry. Pain and arrows, not self-induced pain, but how there's something about the experience of pain in another body that is so intimate, links people so closely. I am aware of your pain when we make love somewhat and my own.
Greg Horowitz, Volition. How can I come to accept that whoever loves me with little to no choice about it? How do I come to respect that? How does who do you love present no choice, but how do you love possess some? Do you hug loosely or firmly? How much of your body do you press against another? How are all problems problems of attachment? What is true? How is truth a principle? Is truth a pattern? Is repetition possible? How is tea preferable to coffee? Is coffee too acidic? How does a stomach turn? How does gas occur? How is the body an opinion? How does the body become an unwelcome opinion? When is the body welcome to its opinion? Can the body be ignored? Is this ingratitude? When is it time to listen to the body? How does it become time? Does it become time like a clock? Does it become time like the sun? Does it become time like a season? How does time affect the body? How is it time?
Reading this book so far has opened up a floodgate in me about how to communicate through pain and not shut down. I've been through so much pain that I can't imagine communicating through it, like the self-isolating we talked about. So many feelings rising up right now on this flight, and I also feel like I'm getting sick. How can pain make one, me, you, not angry or feel unlovable? And what does it mean to try to love into or through or across that space or wall or dam? I find the possibility of this somewhere between life-saving and terrifying. When I was reading Neil's writing about his surgeries, I broke down because for me, the way I was altered by surgery was something I wanted to hide from the world. I feel so much rage about not being able to control my pain, let alone allowing myself to be seen while I'm feeling it. So to breathe into the space through and with other people's words feels revolutionary. For the first time, I'm shifting like entirely, bodily, everything. I'm realigning with an entirely new way of being alive, of what alive means. I want to open up these spaces with you. I'm afraid that it won't work, and I have felt the devastating sadness when what I'm trying to communicate cannot be understood. I want to find a language that lives between pretending to be fine and closing oneself off. I want to allow for a felt sense of pain to exist without trying to cover it up. I want my rage to melt down. I don't want to wear it anymore. I want to write poetry from a place I never show. What is real strength? Not our shells, not our armor, not even muscle. But what is that crystalline center inside us that can't be shattered, no matter what comes at us, whether we are seen or not seen, read or misread, judged, threatened, or violated? I want to reach across all of these spaces to you as some kind of pact.